Graduates, this is your day, and all of us join you in this celebration of your academic achievement. This is also Mother's Day. Not all of our mothers could be here today, but let's take a moment to show our gratitude to mothers in the audience and everywhere. Congratulations to you on being part of the university that invented public higher education, and that leads the way in keeping a college education accessible and affordable. Let's take a moment to thank the citizens of North Carolina for their investment in this university and the entire UNC system. Private donors believe in this investment too, and have been part of Carolina since its founding. Their gifts also contributed to your education. And the class of 2013 has followed in their footsteps by supporting Carolina through the senior campaign. I'm proud to report that 37% of the class of 2013 participated in the senior campaign. Congratulations and thank you. The class of 2013 includes 18 seniors who yesterday received their commissions as ensigns and second lieutenants in the Navy, Army, and Air Force. And these young men and women will leave Chapel Hill for active duty. They will join other Tar Heels, students, alumni, faculty and staff who are already serving on active duty or in the reserves. Our thoughts and prayers go with all of them. And also in today's graduating class, Joanne Hunter, 87-year-old graduate known as Grandma Jo. Congratulations, Grandma Jo, and happy Mother's Day. Joining me on the platform today are a number of distinguished people. I will introduce them now, and I ask you to please hold your applause until all have been recognized. Winston Crisp, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Steve Mattson, Dean of the Graduate School. Jan Boxall, Professor of Philosophy and Director of the Parr Center for Ethics and Chair of the Faculty. Michael Bertucci, President of the Graduate and Professional Student Federation. Tim Palmer, President of the Senior Class of 2013. And Nora Chan, Vice President of the Senior Class of 2013. Let's recognize all of these wonderful and distinguished people. It is now my honor to introduce Paul Fulton of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.